A Jewish Journal article. State treasurers urge Unilever to end Ben & Jerry's boycott. A coalition of state treasurers urged Unilever in a December 9 letter to veto Ben & Jerry's boycott of Israeli settlements in the West Bank. The letter, which was signed by Arizona State Treasurer Kimberly Yee, Idaho State Treasurer Julie Ellsworth, Nebraska State Treasurer John Morant, Oklahoma State Treasurer Randy McDaniel, West Virginia State Treasurer Riley Moore, Louisiana State Treasurer John Schroeder, and Mississippi State Treasurer David McRae, argued that legal analysis from Stand With Us and the Israeli-American Coalition, IAC, for Acton showed that Unilever may not have been truthful in their argument that they have no control over Ben and Jerry's activism. The treasurers pointed to a recent Newsweek op-ed by law professors at Harvard and Boston University stating that under the arrangement between Unilever and Ben and Jerry's, the ice cream giant is obligated to help Unilever sell the premium ice cream in Israel. Therefore, Unilever's failure to exercise its apparent basis for overriding Ben and Jerry's boycott may directly implicate your company as an active participant in the boycott at issue, the letter stated. Yee said in a statement, I was proud to lead Arizona as the first state in a national effort to divest from woke company Ben & Jerry's for their anti-Semitic, discriminatory boycott of Israel, divesting $143 million in September. This is an example of how radical, woke politics can lead companies down the slippery slope of anti-Semitic, discriminatory efforts against Israel, she added. Divesting Arizona public funds from Unilever holds these companies accountable for their actions. Arizona won't do business with companies that exhibit discriminatory behavior, especially when it is an attack on America's longtime ally and friend Israel. It is time for Unilever to divest itself from Ben & Jerry's. Unilever did not respond to the journal's request for comment. Stand With Us and IAC for Action's letter to Unilever, dated October 15, argued that the contract between Unilever and Ben & Jerry's states that Ben & Jerry's can only engage in such action when it is commercially reasonable. Boycotting an entire country is, in fact, commercially unreasonable, especially when it triggers counter-boycotts by states and consumer groups and divestment of state pension funds, the letter stated. In fact, since the boycott announcement, Unilever has underperformed competitors, suggesting that the boycott decision has harmed your investors. Additionally, four members of the House of Representatives, including Representative Richie Torres, DNY, sent a letter to the Securities Exchange Commission, SEC, on November 26, expressing deep concern that Unilever is failing to disclose the material risk associated with the Ben & Jerry's boycott, noting that Unilever's shares have declined by 13% since the boycott was announced. Michael Ashner, who heads Winthrop Capital Partners and has a stake in Unilever, told the journal at the time, "You can't have it both ways if you are Unilever. On the one hand, if you say you can't override the Ben & Jerry's boycott, then you've got to disclose the material risk. If you can override, then you are participating in the boycott yourself," which they claim they are not.